We're looking at Surah Al-Ahzab, and we've come on to verse number 57 of Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd Surah of the Noble Quran. We are told to venerate, to raise the rank of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our own attempt by reciting durood, and that is within our capacity. Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Verily those who hurt Allah and His Messenger, لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah curses them in this world, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and in the year after, وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا, and He's prepared a humiliating punishment for them. Allah's curse denotes punishment and being cast away from Allah's mercy. The worst curse will be because of kufr. None can ever hope to hurt Allah, but harming any of Allah's creation will be interpreted as harming Allah, because Allah dislikes such a deed. Like the hadith, they say, Allah Rabbul Izzah will say that you didn't visit me when I was sick. So how could I visit you since you didn't visit my servants? Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah says, man hurts me and swears me, whereas I am time, the creator of time. Everything is in my control. I change the night and the day. So now Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none is as tolerant as Allah, because He even protects and sustains people who ascribe partners with Him. And Sa'd ibn Khallad radiallahu anhu reports that a person once spat in the direction of the Qibla while reading Salah. After the Salah was completed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people not to allow the person to lead them in Salah ever again. At the time of another Salah, when the person wanted to lead, the people refused to allow him. And upon inquiry, they told him that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, we can't allow you. The person went and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whether the information was correct, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed it. And Sa'd bin Khallad says that he thinks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told the person, you have hurt Allah and His Messenger with that type of behavior. Now, when we refer to hurting Allah Rabbul Izzah, it refers to hurting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which expresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honor in front of Allah. And this is in line with the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, in which he reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fear Allah with regards to my Sahaba. Allah, Allah, fi ashabi, la tattakhidhum gharadan min ba'di. Never make them the target of your abuse after me. Whoever loves me, loves them. Man ahabbahum, mani ahabbahum. Wa man abghadani, abghadahum. And whoever hates me, hates them. Wa man aadhahum, faqad aadhani. Whoever hurts them, has hurt me. And whoever hurts me, then very soon, Allah will seize that person and take him to task. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that when Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhu was slandered, some people gathered the home of Abdullah bin Ubay, who initiated the spread of the rumor. It was then that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, this person has hurt me. He has hurt me. When you look at the chastity issue of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable wife, mother of the believer, said Aisha, it was a very, very tough time for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And since Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned that the person who hurts a Sahaba hurts him, it follows that to hurt a Sahabi, to revile them, will hurt Allah, subjecting the accursed person to Allah's curse. Allah therefore says that those who harm the believing men and women for no sin on their part will bear the burden of the slander and a manifest error. We're passing through the days of Muharram, where certain groupings take great pride in hurling abuse at Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and his progeny. What benefit will you get from that? In fact, it is incorrect. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a sahabi of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is a Amirul Mu'mineen. He was one of the commanders of the Muslim army, and he had served the position of the Khilafah, as well as the fact that his son Yazid, what benefit will you get by reviling Yazid? It's best, there's a ongoing dispute, a difference of opinion amongst the ulama that have spanned over centuries. What benefit does it get for you to get involved in that? Focus on that which will be beneficial to yourself. Focus on that which will be beneficial to yourself in this world or in the akhirah. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the ability. The next verse says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ اِهْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And those who accuse believing men and believing women without having committed any sin, they certainly will bear the guilt of their slander, and this is a clear sin on their behalf. So we need to be careful not to say anything about anyone whatsoever which is unbecoming. It's considered as a major sin.